Hey, listeners, before we get started, here's a fake ad read from our fake sponsor. Do you like walking around with wheels in your heels? Do you feel like you always are on high heels? Well, I got a shoe for you. Pick up your Heelys and scoot on over to the park and start grinding some rails with these grind plates and these wheels. Heelys. Great shoe, great scooter for a new generation.
Ice Podcast.
Hi, this is Alex M.
And this is Morgan S.
And you're listening to Coming Clean Podcast with Sam and Marty. Can I get down like
this? This is Coming Clean Podcast.
With Sam and Marty.
On this episode, J-Wall is back. Heidi still hates her job. And as always, trivia and much more. Here we go. Hello and welcome, good people. Happy Friday. It's a new day, a new time. It's still the same old podcast. It's the Coming Clean Podcast, the retrospective podcast about MTV's iconic show, The Hills. I am the bro that runs the show, president of the Lonely Girl 15 fan club. My name is Marty, and with me as always, live from Hipster Brooklyn, he is the man with the face of the Hollywood lead, but he can't read Baby Shiloh's biological father, Baby Suri's biological father. It's Sam.
Welcome to be here.
What's going on, man?
Just, you know, living the softball dream. Division New York City Metro Co-Rec Division Championship. Big winners. I'm riding high. Really can't complain.
Watch out, Jenny Finch. Sam's coming after you.
No, I am creepy way. I'm like the Pete Rose of softball.
And by that, he means he gambles on every game.
Yeah, there's big money in correct softball.
that's how we bought all the new equipment.
Yeah, all tax-free.
All right. No,
tax man, don't come after me.
Yes, please don't. We got families to feed. All right.
But they can't read.
All right. This is already a mess, but let's jump in to some headlines.
The Hills headlines.
All right. You may be surprised. Well, not really, because I already announced it during our Siesta Key podcast, but it's Friday and there's another podcast out. And that's because, like I said, we're trying to find the perfect day for the podcast. And it looks like Thursday night, Friday, depending on where you are, is the sweet spot for us. So hopefully this is a nice cap to your work week. You know, summer's in full bloom. Hopefully it's not the home stretch yet. Hopefully we get a few more weeks of nice weather. But now you got the Coming Clean podcast to end your week and to start your work week with some Siesta Key. So hope you enjoy this.
Yeah, when you're coming home from after happy hour on Thursday, it just turns midnight, and you're going to grab a sandwich, why don't you just pull up the podcast and listen right along? We'll take any kind of views.
Yes. And speaking of which, like I said, Monday nights is now, for Siesta Key. That show's still running, so that means we're still recording live reactions. Still pretty mage. I'm into it. Like we said, we're already, what, two episodes in, and it's a lot more interesting than we originally expected.
Yeah, second episode, if you love really bad reality TV, check out the second episode because it just went off the rails. If you like fights, check it out.
Yeah, so lots going on MTV and our podcast, of course, including our ongoing contest all throughout the month of August. We want you, the good people, since there's so many of you now, we want you to do us a little favor. And in turn, you can get some sweet swag, some free t-shirts, or a free t-shirt to the lucky winner. All you gotta do head over to iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Give us a 5-star rating, leave a review, take a screenshot, and send it over to @ComingCleanPod on any of our social media, whether it's a tweet, an Instagram, a Facebook post, or you can slide into our DMs. Sam likes being slid into the DMs. Or, yeah. I saw you just shake your head. comment.
Okay.
Or @coming.clean.pod@gmail.com is the email. Send us those screenshots. We appreciate them. Thank you for listening. And now, I think it's time for us to talk about the show, The Hills, because that's why we're here. Sam, what is this episode called?
The episode is called Lauren and Jason, Part 2.
And here are the highlights.
The Hills highlights.
All right, not going to lie here. 20-minute episode there. Big story. I'm trying to frame this right. It was a
the biggest one of the bigger storylines to come back, but with zero like thrill.
Yeah, not a ton of action going on, but a very crucial part of what
this
will
whole season.
Yeah, what will be a major part of the season and show moving forward. So, I mean, we got the phone call last week. Which surprised everyone. Your little selfie with the hashtag LC face. You know, people like that. People like seeing you. But you know what? It's
It's J-Wall.
J-Wall's back.
That's one of my favorite jobs.
J-Wall's back and better than ever. No more repug beard. It is now just a weird patchy beard.
He definitely got one of those Energizer like Mach 3 razors.
He got one of those combs that you just like put on your face so you can trim it, not like a weird D-bag. But a more natural
I might
look
have to get one of those.
A more natural look to him now. But he's back. First he made his presence felt with that phone call, and then some flowers.
Yeah, I'm just happy that he wasn't, like, hammered.
Yeah.
Because most of Laguna Beach, if it, like, went past 6 p.m., he was, like, hammered.
Well, as LC mentioned, the old adage by her dad, flowers mean I'm sorry, and she got a decent amount of flowers, so Jason, very sorry.
Yeah. Great move with sending a giant bouquet.
Mm-hmm.
And then he brought even more flowers when he went to go find her at her office at Teen Vogue.
Yes, which seemed, again, I think I mentioned this before, the access that MTV cameras can get you in this world is pretty amazing, because he pretty much just blasted through the receptionist at Teen Vogue. Like the Condé Nast, he had to check in there, but then just blasted through Teen Vogue's reception area.
I mean, how did he get through security? I mean, I guess it's L.A. There might not be too much, but in New York alone, I've been in some buildings and security is like tight. If you're not on the list, you're not getting in.
Right. Yeah. He may have said like flower delivery, and they were like, all right, just talk to the receptionist upstairs, because they're the ones who are going to have access to like the phone number. I don't know. I mean, how it works. This was
also 2006.
Yeah, I was literally about to say a different time. So
they're probably taking people on like fax machines or something.
Yes, but so tons of flowers to LC, and he convinces her to go out on a date with her. And they not at Pasta Pomodoro.
I mean, should have. It could have been closed at that time, but
so it was interesting. We're back to seeing sort of energetic, dynamic Jason. Which is, you know, the telltale sign of early relationship, Jason.
Yeah, question. Do you think is he more suave in The Hills or Laguna Beach?
Ooh. Smaller sample size right now, but I think he played his cards pretty much perfectly this episode.
I was going to say, I think he had more swagger in Laguna Beach.
Ooh.
Which was kind of his thing. This one, because I think he was trying to be a little more was like sorry, trying to get forgiveness. So maybe he was trying to play a little coy or a little less than what his swagger level entails.
Right.
But that's why we love J-Well. We love his swagger. He gave zero Fs, and that's why we love him. It's weird seeing him being so like beat up about this relationship.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't think if he came in as the J-Well we knew, that would never have worked with Elsie because she was he played to the audience and he played well. And you know, I mean, it was weird to see him like laughing and smiling and joking around because you rarely see like one scene of that, but he was pretty pleasant this whole time.
Yeah, he's staying calm for the moment, just trying to get back in, get his foot in the door.
All right, I know you have an idea, we have an idea of where this might be going. I've lost enough of my recollection of the show to at least pose this question to myself, but buy or sell this relationship lasting, or at least like the first breakup to happen, over under season one.
Ooh,
the first breakup, not like the relationship as a whole, but next time. Because
we know there's, I mean, I'm not totally sure what's in between,
right?
But yeah, how many times they break up?
Yeah.
But
yeah, the first breakup, is it gonna be during this season, or are we gonna have to wait till next season?
I think it will be in this season. There will be at least one major fight,
right?
But I don't know if it would last a whole episode or go over two episodes.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I think there's going to be either a major fight where they're going to ask for a break and cool off. Eventually, obviously, just from what we know from the show, they're going to get back together at some point. But yeah, I do think that this season. What do you think it'll be about?
Jason getting drunk. Not Jessica. Jessica no longer is in this realm. But it's definitely Jason getting drunk and like hitting on some girl in front of Elsie.
If Jessica was back in the picture, Elsie would just be like,
"Get out of my life."
Her brain would explode.
Yeah, she's like, "Not again."
Her brain would explode all over the samples in the Teen Vogue office.
But
that is crazy.
That would be pretty crazy if Jessica was still in the picture. I'm hoping the space-time continuum got broken from our time travels in Laguna that Jessica still makes her way to the hills, even though I doubt it because she would have been in college, I think.
Yeah, where did she go to college?
I want to say Texas.
Yeah, somewhere in Texas.
Yeah, so
SMU with Morgan or whatever her phase is. I don't know.
Who's
Christina. Christina. She was supposed to go to SMU, but I think she gave that up.
Yeah, I mean, she had a couple.
I mean, you're gonna have to get a drop for her singing. By the way, not sure. I'm surprised that you don't even have that.
Denied.
Actually, no, that's a great idea.
Yeah,
like, I know we're not in Laguna anymore, but that's.
Yeah, no, you still need it.
Yeah, we'll get one of those. We'll get one of Talon's songs, and you know, just see the ratings rise. Oh, gosh. But, hey, come on, man. We're getting off track.
You're going off track.
Maybe you're the problem.
All right, let's get back on track. Jason and Elsie, I mean, it's tough. Like, obviously, we've been conditioned not to trust J-Wall. But we've been hit by this by some good people before. They're saying we go too easy on J-Wall.
I think we're realistic. We accept him for his flaws, which a lot of people like to not condone.
He's a big boy.
What was that? He's a big boy.
He's a big boy.
He is a big boy. Okay, so this is what it is. Jason is probably not, at this point in time, is a terrible person when he drinks and he does things to these women. However, how we explained it was that he seems to know what he's doing, and it was hard of us to fault somebody that was so confident, you know? that sounds terrible.
Yeah, I was going to say that. It makes us sound even worse. No, I think our thing was we Like, we can't escape the news that came after the show about him. And now we know how great he's doing IRL. That's in real life for all the olds listening. You're still good peoples. But, yeah, so I think that we're like, no, he's going to come out of this. He's going to be a dad soon. He's going to have a great relationship and married and doing well for himself. So I think that's like clouding it. But hey, we should be kayfabe only. We can't let our judgment of these characters be affected by present reality, because it's only 2006 in this podcast. So yeah, total D-bag so far, but I don't know. I think we're just
we just like the confidence that he exuded, and it's like, how do we fault him for being so confident in his decisions?
Yeah, I think
Then his decisions started really hurting people. That was the thing. Him and Jessica, he might have flirted with Alex M at the time, but I don't think anything actually happened. And then he broke up with Jessica. They were big enough to like break up, and then he moved on quickly.
Right.
But until he actually was dating LC, and then we saw that happen behind her back or in front of her face.
Right.
That's when we had a problem with Jason.
Right. Yeah. Cause that was like super sketchy and uncalled for.
Yeah.
I think it's two parts. One part is I think we're thinking of ourselves from that age. And I use this to describe what's his face from CS the Key, Alex from CS the Key, as compared to Jason. But we I'm sure at that age, I mean, dealing with these situations, we were completely hashtag swaggerless.
Oh, I'm definitely afraid of girls.
Just in general.
But like, I actually saw a tweet to do the parallels with CS the Key, is somebody was, I think, saying that, yeah, Alex is similar to J-Wall, but they're not. Like, I don't appreciate that comparison. Alex is J-Wall in the last episode, but we know J-Wall has a decent side, whereas Alex, I see zero bright side out of him.
Yeah, I completely agree. I have not seen any redeeming qualities to him. And yeah, J-Wall, yeah, we've seen like the good and the bad. I think J-Wall was shown with like these flaws that were understandable for a high school guy. And then Alex is like, we know he's what, 22, 23.
Yeah.
So it's come on.
He doesn't get a pardon.
Right. Exactly. So more hot takes like that from our CS the Key podcast Monday nights, shortly after the airing of CS the Key. All right. So, I mean, I know we're calling this podcast title one thing. I think it's called It's J-Wall for now, but it looks like we're the J-Wall apologists. So, yeah. Lindsay, I know you're listening. Thank you for listening. I mean, you're going to have to deal with it. We're J-Wall fans here.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough.
I'm calling you out right now. You can Snapchat me or hate all you want. Yeah, I'm calling you out. I'm not going to hear the end of this.
In the words of JR, good God almighty.
Oh, gosh. And another preview of our CS the Key podcast, just a flashback from last week. Here was the sound of Alex being castrated, I want to say. That's not a curse word. By Madison. Oh wait, this was the. Oh no, this. That was. Oh man, I clicked on the wrong one. That was actually the Amanda
Chloe getting knocked out.
Oh yes. Oh, geez.
If you don't know what we're talking about, watch CS the Key. Yes. Catch up real quick. It's two episodes, 2 hours of your life.
Yeah, because I know we've been getting feedback that a lot of people didn't like CS the Key, and I just want to use this platform because I know more people listen to this version of the podcast to give it a chance. It's just mindless TV and it's kind of hilarious. So all right, let's get back on track, and I'm not going to play that drop again, but one more topic, unless you have something else in the Jason LC space.
No, there was nothing. Oh, the only other thing I want is, this is semi off topic, but it's on topic, that when Jason came in,
at the rate we're going with this show.
So
right now,
how long has Elsie been working at Teen Vogue at the moment? At least a week, right?
Yeah, if I was going to say two. A month.
Okay, so we'll say a month. She had to ask if she had a lunch break. Has she not been taking lunch? Like,
yeah.
is she not eating, or are they bring it to her? Is she not, like, leaving?
I mean, I regularly eat lunch at my desk when I was an intern.
But you would have to, like, walk outside.
Right.
But I'm still given an hour. Like, you're still given an hour for your lunch.
Right. Yeah, technically.
And especially as an intern, you should be taking that full hour.
Yes, especially if she's an intern, she's not on salary, so she's hourly. So I'm sure they have rules around, you know, you can't go past a certain number of hours.
I mean, I might have to report Teen Vogue on this.
Or, you know, if Teen Vogue wants to cover our podcast, go right ahead.
I won't.
I don't know. We got a lunch hour, but, you know, I still ate at my desk. But, yeah, you're right. We walked out to buy lunch or something.
Yeah, you got to get some kind of fresh air.
Unless she brought lunch. She brings lunch. That's, again, for the producers listening, thank you for listening. And holla at us at Coming Clean Pod if you know if... Such a weird random question. If LC ate lunch at her desk.
I mean, there's got to be footage somewhere.
All right. Okay. Let's move on to, speaking of jobs, Heidi. In our script, we just, again, breaking down the fourth wall here. Last week, this segment was called Heidi Doesn't Like Her Job. And all I had to do to update this week is put Heidi Still Doesn't Like Her Job. And she's on the verge of quitting, you quitter.
Yeah, so I think, she's like a phoenix. So at this moment, she is like basically ashes. They through this whole episode was like them showing the major downfall of Heidi, of freaking out, almost quitting. Then she can't go to Vegas. Even in that whole meeting, they have that nice little meeting. They're going through how much fun they're gonna have, and then they're like, Heidi, you're not old enough, you can't go. Terrible. And then
she was shook from that. Her face was incredible.
And then he was like, can you order me lunch?
Right.
Like, after.
Standard.
And then she had to order, get lunch again for Brent, who wanted some tuna fish and a green juice. Forgot the green juice. That's on her. That's kind of rough. And then also, what else she had to do? They made her like stack stuff in
the library.
The library, like these massive binders that she, I don't know why she was so upset by that.
Yeah, it's like, just stack them. They're binders.
And it was like eight of them, so you can take them in two loads. I don't know.
What's the name of the guy who brought the binder? Like, dude, just have her pick it up at your spot.
Or why can't the guy just walk there himself? That's another question I have. Like,
he's got stuff to do, man. That's why there's a second assistant.
No, I don't know. I don't believe in that.
What?
I just hate giving other people work that will take me 5 minutes to do. So, that's just same spinoff podcast. how work should work.
Oh, man. I'm on team guy with the binders. It's like, you know, if someone's there to do it, they can do it.
Just phoning it in.
No, man, I got stuff to do. I got Facebook to check. Or I guess at that time, MySpace.
I'm from Pittsburgh. Steel country.
Number one, no.
hard work down in the Bible Belt. We're working hard.
Oh, jeez. She's hating her job. She wants to quit already. Just because she had to do some manual labor and pick up lunch that she messed up. I thought she was going to mess up the actual specifics of the tuna order. Also, here's my question, Brent. I got an issue with your lunch order.
Yeah.
Because you're ordering tuna salad with mayo and mustard. Tuna salad, by definition, already has mayo, and you're getting
Well, that's a good. That's what are you? You don't like mayo?
I don't like too much mayo.
No, so that would be the question: was if the tuna itself is just nothing on it?
It should just get, so the restaurant's just gonna come out with some bread and a can of tuna fish and be like, "You want mayo on that?"
Yeah, and what else did he want in there? He wanted like pickles, or did you want like?
He wanted like a thing of lettuce, I think. And
yeah,
but I just cringed at the tuna salad with mayo. It's like, oh man.
You might as well just go to Subway that has. If you ever want to look up, if you want to ever be scared at calories, look up how Subway's make their tuna fish, because it's probably 3/4 mayo, one part tuna.
I will say it's kind of delicious, though. There.
Oh, it's really good, especially if you throw it in the oven and then throw some Southwest Chipotle sauce and lettuce on there. Yeah, self a sandwich.
I don't even know what podcast this is
anymore. Or another life hack: get a meatball sub, throw some Southwest Chipotle sauce on there, and lettuce. Boom! So awesome much sandwich.
Sauce. So much sauce.
And it's saucy. It's a saucy sub.
That's for Sam's other spinoff podcast, Saucy Subs with Sam. Never mind. I was going to say something sexual, but this is a family show.
Okay, so back to Heidi.
Yes. So it was just, and of all people, she goes and talks to Jordan, who's like the biggest deadbeat alive. Oh my
God. I think he's told her to quit like 8 times. He's like, just quit. Just do it. Like, dude. You told her to quit school.
Yeah, I was going to say. That's like your go-to advice. Just bail.
Yeah. Oh, life gets too hard. Bail.
Yeah. Just that guy is a bad influence.
But we did get a nice look into where Heidi tries to solve all our problems is the bathroom.
Yes.
And we got an introduction to Elodie, mm-hmm. who is our new friend. Told her that eventually maybe if she gets through, you got to start somewhere like everybody else, she said. And once you get through, then you can eventually do the parties and have a good time. So hopefully we'll see. I think Heidi is going to be able to persevere. Maybe she quits. I don't know. Maybe this will be a question. How many times does she quit before the end of season or the end of season one?
Threatened to quit or like actual quit?
Ooh, let's say threatened to quit.
How many episodes
she's
are
at
left?
She's at two so far.
All right. So there's what? We're on 4, so there's like 6 episodes left. So I'm going to go 6 more times for a total of 10, because she doubled up a couple times.
All right.
Yeah, plus minus 9.5, I think, is the number.
Okay.
I'm taking the over.
Nice. Nice. You're going to have to get like 2 per episode.
Yeah. So yeah, also, before we move on, another person who stuck out at me was Landon. I was like, oh, she's so pleasant the last time we saw her. Now I don't know if I trust her.
Who's Landon?
The main assistant.
Oh, okay. Wait, what did she do?
I don't know. She did something.
Did she roll her eyes?
Something
or like...
Yeah, something like that. Or I don't know. I think she has it in for Heidi.
She's trying to. She doesn't want to lose that 1A, 1B right. assistant job.
Yeah. So, Landon, if you're listening, thank you for listening. If you want to explain yourself, you're more than welcome to join us on the podcast. All right, moving on. I think we've talked enough about... We've really tried to bleed this episode. So
probably the 5th greatest episode we've ever done.
Yes, so for those listening, you get a good idea of what this episode held. So we're trying to entertain you more than the episode itself. But now... It's time to crown our MVP.
Clap your hands with me. It's the MVP.
MVP
of the week.
All right, Sam, Brent Bolthouse was your MVP last week.
Ooh. Yeah, I still stick by that.
I wasn't like questioning you, I was just declaring.
Oh, okay.
To make people recall. Who is your MVP of this week?
All right, the MVP goes to my boy and yours. Hit the drop.
It's J-Wall.
Yeah, my boy.
Yeah, same. He's agreed.
Back with LC. maybe a little nicer, a little more sober. This might be his one and only week for MVP, but I got to give it to him this week.
Yeah. Congrats. This is a unanimous decision. I vote for J-Wall as well. Congratulations. MVP of the week. We've discussed him in length. So now I think we gotta open up the toilet seat again and enter the Jabron Zone.
Jabroni, J-A-B-R-O-N-I, X-Y-Z, A-B-C. Oh, it doesn't matter how you spell Jabroni.
Okay, you can keep saying that and make yourself think you're a good person, but you're a bad person.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Toilet tank's full, Sam. Time to throw someone in the Jabron Zone.
I don't want to have to do this, but it's like process of elimination. I'm going to have to throw Heidi in the Jabron Zone this week.
Poor Heidi.
Jabroni!
And you know what? 1 second. I think it's a double flusher because I also vote for Heidi.
Jabroni!
All right. Heidi, once again, 2 weeks
Jabroni!
In a, sorry. 2 weeks in a row in the Jabron Zone.
Jabroni!
Getting all the jabronis. Oh, man. She had such a strong week a couple weeks ago.
I think it's just the poor attitude or the upsetting attitude that we're seeing, because both of us are very grab your lunch pail kind of guys and like go to work.
Yes.
Either that or she has to be more vocal with her hate.
Right. If she has a problem, like tell your boss, like, this isn't what I expected. Can I get more chances on other stuff?
Yeah. Or
although you don't say that on your first month.
No. Or once you get past like 5 years, you can almost say whatever you want, I've noticed. Like, there's some days where people get on my nerve and I'm just like, go off the handle at my desk, and then people will question and be like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, it's fine. Some people, like, I'll 5 minutes into the workday and they're like, wow, you're pretty salty. And I'm like, yep.
There you go. Yeah. Sam's coworkers listening. Thank you for listening.
And don't email me before like 6 a.m.
Oh, that's intense, especially in the East Coast.
Well, yeah. If you're international, you get them at all hours of the day.
All right. Well, Heidi in the Jabron Zone once again, second week in a row. Didn't want to have to do this, but you know, you act up that way. Sam and I are consummate professionals. You may not think so listening to this podcast, but we're very good and very hard workers. Yeah. If our bosses are listening, we appreciate
Don't list.
All right. Well, we've served our purpose here talking about this kind of brutal episode, but let's have some fun because it's trivia time.
It's trivia time.
I don't know why you said it that way before the drop, but, you know, I don't know what's going on.
We're testing the waters.
Yes. So it's June 21st, 2006. I am leading 7-4. You had an incredible debut week, only missing one question. I think the over-under right now is 4.5.
Whoa.
Bet on yourself right now. Are you taking the over or the under?
Zac Efron said in High School Music 2, bet on me, bet on me, bet on me.
So you're taking the over. You're going 5-for-5 this week. This is the first 5-for-5 week in trivia time history.
So confident, it's out of this world.
All right, here we go. First
if you
question.
Had a if you had a drop for of Pitbull going, woo-wee, I would tell you to hit that.
I
don't
have this.
Puffy.
Or this.
I got a bad feeling about this.
I don't know. Those are just the two that I saw first. All right. First question is all about sports. So I hope you have your sports knowledge ready. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Here we go. Floyd Mayweather may be fighting UFC star Conor McGregor later this month in fighting's biggest money event since Mayweather-Pacquiao, but June 21st, 2006, he almost missed out on what would have been his biggest payday at the time because his opponent postponed the match scheduled because he was contemplating retirement. They would later fight in May the next year with Floyd winning by split decision. Who was his opponent?
Was it the Mexican guy?
You have to be more specific.
What's his name? Oscar De La Hoya?
You got it. That was Oscar De La Hoya. Floyd wins a controversial split decision. All right, question number two. We are staying in the world of sports. Are you ready?
I love it.
Here we go. Germany's soccer team put the rest of the World Cup on notice by beating Ecuador 3-0. The host nation had a successful run only to be beaten by the eventual champions in the semifinal 2-0. Who was this team who were also the 2006 World Cup champions?
Was it Spain?
No, it was Italy.
Is it Italy?
Yeah.
It was Italy. Shoot.
Thank you for having to make me go into post to bleep that. you deserve
denied
that. All right. Question number three. This is the special edition because it's a birthday barrage because our last three questions are all about celebrity birthdays on this day.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Here we go. This singer was one of the first big viral sensations of YouTube. She celebrated her 9th birthday on this day. It may have been a Wednesday on this day, but she was definitely partying, yeah.
Is it Rebecca Black?
Yes, it is. It's Rebecca Black. She was only 9 then, and we were getting ready for college.
When did she release Friday? Senior year?
Possibly. Yeah, 2011?
Yeah. So she was 12.
Oh, boy. All right. Question number 4. This singer was also celebrating his birthday on this day. It would be another 2 years before he got crowned the greatest and most underrated American Idol of all time, but I bet he lived like he was dying anyway. The part where he is the greatest and most underrated is my opinion, but I think it is fact.
Who? Did you say he won American Idol?
Yes. He's my boy.
Oh. he said Chris Allen.
Damn right it's Chris Allen. The GOAT.
No, that's Lee DeWise.
Oh, gosh. Don't say his name because he keeps coming up with new songs that hit like number 8 in the random Billboard chart. And I always think.
Or Danny Gokey.
I don't think he won. But, you know, Team Taylor Hicks for life. All right. The Silver Fox. Question number 5. Are you ready? Another birthday. Here we go. Long before this birthday boy became a Hollywood A-lister, this funny man turned leading man was on the OC playing recurring character Winchester Shea Cook.
Ooh, OC is not my...
You definitely know this guy. He was in the news recently.
What was the first part of the question?
Before this birthday boy became a Hollywood A-lister... This funny man turned leading man was on the OC.
Oh.
He's so hot right now. He's in everything.
I mean, there's several people who are in everything.
No, this guy is in everything.
Chris Pratt?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it was?
I told you, he's in everything, including this question.
Oh, wow.
So another solid... Rock solid performance for you. Another 4 out of 5. You just missed the Italy question, so congrats. That's now you take the lead once again, 2 weeks in. I think this is the first time you've carried a lead for more than a week.
Yeah, I definitely went like 0 for 5 like 2 weeks in a row.
Well, I'm trying to make these questions easier. All right, well, I mean, I think it's about time we wrap up this episode and ride off to the sunset. So let's give the good people some recommendations for the weekend.
Sure. I'm going to recommend Aaron Carter's Aaron Party. That Aaron's been in the news recently. He's having a tough time. But if you ever want to live some glory days and it's throw it on your weekend playlist, rock out to Aaron's Party. You know you'll love it.
All right. Very, very relevant, but also not relevant all at once.
That's the story of my life.
you're playing these gray areas in the siesta pod, you know, throwing MVPs in Jabron zones. You're wild in this week, man.
I'm all over the place.
All right, I will recommend, and we've been talking about this, the new Haim album. I forget what it's called, but it's the new Haim album. They're kind of everywhere right now as well. Great songs, great band. I suggest, if you haven't yet, go and listen to that. All right, here we go. Right off into the sunset, Sam, take us home. Where can the good people find us to join the contest?
If you're searching for us, you're going to find us at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Check out our awesome, cool website at comingcleanpod.xyz. Still up and running. Support us on Patreon at patreon.
That was a late record scratch, my bad.
Well, you can still support us at patreon.com/comingcleanpod because that still exists. And send us emails at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com.
JK, we love you.
And you know what? Everything goes a long way, more than money. So please subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcast. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and tell all your friends about the podcast.
Yes, and while you're liking, commenting, and subscribing, as you leave that review, take a screenshot, send it over our way in all those platforms Sam mentioned, and you could win a custom t-shirt. If you want a Scheming and Dreaming t-shirt, you could have it. If you want a Drama Meter t-shirt, you can have it. If you want a Welcome to Be Here t-shirt, brand new, you can have that too. Just join our contest and win a t-shirt, because we know that people love free t-shirts. So as always, thank you to Radical Something for our theme song, Kelly Get Down. Always remember, Sam, what do the good people have to do?
You got a hashtag rep the rad.
Worldwide peace.